Welcome to the News Hour. We begin in Sudan, where in a few hours' time, the week-long humanitarian ceasefire is set to expire. But despite the truce, explosions and gunshots have again rung out in the capital, Khartoum. The fighting between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces hasn't stopped. Dozens of breaches were reported during the past week, and more than 860 civilians have been killed so far. Humanitarian agencies say there must be a pause in fighting to let aid reach those who desperately need it. The UN warns that half of Sudan's population needs humanitarian assistance. The warring sides say that they're willing to discuss extending the truce, but according to Saudi and the US mediators, both the army and the RSF are readying for further escalation. Hibba Morgan joins us now from Omdurman. I mean, Hibba, we're just a few hours away from that ceasefire ending. I mean, what news are you hearing about the possibility of it even being extended at all?
Well, both sides, the rapid support forces, on Saturday said that it was ready to extend the ceasefire as per the agreements signed, which says that there should be a 48-hour notification given to the mediators. So the rapid support forces released a press statement saying that it is ready to extend the ceasefire that was signed in the Saudi city of Jeddah. Now, the special envoy of the head of the army also told Al Jazeera just a few minutes ago that the army is also willing to extend for humanitarian purposes. And that was the whole reason why that ceasefire was signed between the rapid support forces and the Sudanese army in the first place, to open humanitarian corridors for aid to be able to reach the millions who are trapped, not just in the capital Khartoum, but other parts of the country where there is fighting. It is worth noting, though, that both Saudi Arabia and the United States has described the ceasefire as imperfect, with violations happening from both sides, such as the army launching airstrikes, despite the fact that that is banned or not allowed as per the cease agreement, as a ceasefire agreement, and the use of heavy artillery by the rapid support forces, and the continuing occupation of hospitals, vital facilities like water plants and power plants by the rapid support forces. So that ceasefire, which both sides describe as imperfect, is now being discussed again in the Saudi city of Jeddah for a possible extension for more humanitarian corridors to open for aid to reach those who are trapped in the capital and other parts of the country.
And of course, many of the public, as you suggest, are stuck indoors waiting for that respite, that ceasefire, so that they can go and find aid. In the past 7 days, we've talked about aid trying to get in. I mean, what's your assessment of what was allowed in, if anything was at all, Hibba?
Well, we spoke to several aid organizations and asked them, were they able to move around? Have they been able to distribute humanitarian assistance to those in need? While some organizations said that, yes, they were able to, they say that's not the target figure that they were that they wanted to reach with humanitarian aid. For example, the World Food Program began distribution just 2 days ago here in Omdurman and other parts of Sudan. But they say that they're trying to reach 500,000 people, and they've not been able to do that, especially in the northern part of the capital, Khartoum, where there's been intense fighting between the rapid support forces and the Sudanese army. Now, it's worth noting that every single day for the past 7 days, there's been some kind of explosion, there's been some kind of airstrike, there's been gunfire heard in parts of the capital, Khartoum. And in the city of Al-Fashir in North Darfur, the humanitarian situation continues to deteriorate because of ongoing fighting for 4 days now between the rapid support forces and the Sudanese army. So many of those who we spoke to say that they've not been able to get humanitarian assistance, that medical assistance, something that is in dire need for many people here because of hospitals being affected by the fighting, has not been able to reach many here in the capital, Khartoum, and in the western region of Darfur. Many people say that the ceasefire just gave an extension of a chance for the rapid support forces to continue their expansion in areas where there have been civilians who have been forced to leave their homes to be occupied by the rapid support forces. Others say that the Sudanese army also continued with its airstrikes, so they feel that the ceasefire has not been able to achieve its aim of ending the fighting between the rapid support forces and the Sudanese army, or at least halting it and delivering humanitarian aid to those in need.
Of course, we'll continue to monitor events as we get closer to that deadline. For the moment, Hibba Morgan there for us in Omdurman. Thank you.